The following program is furnished by Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, hello, 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 and hello everybody out there. What a hot, hot Thursday. I got to tell you, on Monday I was freezing my bottom off and like wrapped in a blanket, and today I'm sitting here sweltering, but I am not complaining one iota because it's going to be a beautiful weekend. There's lots going on. Anybody who doesn't know, we did release finally the Waterfire season schedule a couple of weeks back, and we are kicking off our season, believe it or not, with a Friday night lighting, and if that's going to be happening tomorrow. And it is a huge one. It is in celebration of Providence College's 100 years of a century of values that endures. It is their commencement weekend, and what an incredible institution. And wait till you see or hear about, rather. We'll tell you about it first, but then wait till you come down and see everything that has been put together for this celebration tomorrow. You're going to love it, and what a way to kick off summer. We always talk about this, especially this morning I was on the road show, and they always laugh and say, you know, you can tell when summer's right there, right around the corner, because Waterfire's there. And so how apropos that we have the weather that we have today and lined up for tomorrow. So very, very excited. I'm going to be speaking very soon with my friend, Anne Manchester Molak, who is assistant to the president and executive vice president of Providence College and a co-chair, most importantly, of this massive centennial event of the Providence College Centennial Committee. And she's going to give us a lot of insight as to what's been going on over there. What have they been doing for the last year? Really, what does all this mean? And what are all these different celebrations that we're going to be having? So I will be introducing her in a second. But I want to take a moment to, I got to give myself and Waterfire a little bit of a plug here. I'm not sure if you follow us on Facebook, but if you do, you already know this, but if you don't follow us on Facebook, we were listed on Smithsonian.com, so no little publication there, Smithsonian.com, as one of the 5 can't-miss summer light festivals. And I'm not talking about in Rhode Island, and I'm not talking about in the New England region. I'm talking about internationally. Yup. That's what I said, internationally. So we are up there with the ranks of Vivid Sydney, which happens in Sydney, Australia, obviously, and Illumination Vancouver, which happens in Vancouver, obviously. And then, of course, at the Rouen in France, they have this incredible light display. And then there's something that happens in Florida. So we do have somebody else, you know, that's from the United States, that's in our list here. And that is the digital graffiti. But right there is Waterfire Providence, Smithsonian.com, one of the top 5 can't-miss summer light festivals. And I think the coolest thing that they say in this article, they missed a couple of things, which I'll talk about, but the coolest thing they say is, you know, these other installations, and they're absolutely gorgeous, and I think if you've got the chance to travel, you should check them out. But we really take things back to basics. So where a lot of these installations are using, whether it's digital lights or a lot of LED displays, what we do is we take things back down to the basics. And really, they called us one big bonfire or campfire, which I guess they're kind of right there. They've neglected to say that we pipe in world music and that we've got all these other incredible things happening, like we have a star field. Where else can you go and see blue stars hanging all in a field that people are making wishes on and lighting candles? And so essentially under our Starry, Starry Night installation in Memorial Park, you can go be part of the installation as well, and you can make a wish, hang a star, and underneath that canopy of stars, there is all these twinkling little luminaria candle lanterns, which, again, you can write messages to people that you know. It's a wonderful way to go, hey, I was here tonight. I'm part of this installation. I'm part of this community, because that is what Waterfire is all about. So, yeah, I'm really proud of us, and so I think we should be patting ourselves on the back and patting Providence, Rhode Island on the back, because once again, we are now making international headlines, and that's such a beautiful thing, especially considering all the wonderful things that happen here in Rhode Island, whether it's from our food and our wine, which I'm going to tell you in a little bit later in the show, about a great new show that's coming out that you can watch on Go Local Providence. It's called The Taste, and I'll give you more information about that. There's also, do you know this weekend is the air show as well? So you can come to Waterfire tomorrow night, and then on the 20th and the 21st, you can come to the air show. So I'll be speaking to an incredible major who is helping put together the National, the Rhode Island National Guard air show, and what people can expect to see there. But I ramble on. So I would like to now, without rambling on any further, say hello to Anne. Anne, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've been looking forward to this and planning it. Well, you were saying this has been in motion and in planning stages for how long?
Well, we began as a centennial committee back in 2011, and we had a lot of meetings that really didn't make a lot of sense. We were just kind of brainstorming for several years about what we should be doing. Mm-hmm. We eventually realized that once we began to look more closely at the mission, we began to use the mission statement of the college as the foundation from which we would build all our activities. So from there, we were happy to celebrate the 800th anniversary of the Dominican Order, and that was 1 year before we kicked off our celebration. So it made perfect sense for us to sort of begin our celebration right on the heels of that very specific 800th anniversary.
Yeah, so the Dominican Order. So Providence College, is it the only one in the region that is?
It's the only one in the United States.
In the United
yes.
States.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So, yeah, to come off the heels of 800 and now go into the 100th centennial.
Exactly.
You've been celebrating since August.
Yeah, we began with an academic convocation to kick off the school year, and we had Nicholas Kristof come as our guest speaker. It was a fabulous event. The students loved it. We canceled classes for the day. You know, we did a lot of really fun things to engage the community and get them fired up for the rest of the year.
I like the pun.
Okay. Fired up. Okay.
Fired up.
We then followed that with a number of really important events that really spoke, again, to the mission of the college in terms of who we chose to come and speak.
And what is that mission like specifically?
We've been historically a college that embraces people of all ethnic groups, all religious beliefs. When we were founded in 1917, many colleges and universities were not permitting different religious cultures into their doors.
Mm-hmm.
We embraced that. We have a long tradition with the Jewish community as well. And to give back to a community and to become the best citizen you can possibly become.
Well, you know, when we come back, right now we're going to have to take a break in a second. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about that and, you know, how you really, with the students, how we transform and how the PC students have transformed things. I mean, I've got to tell you, and I've said this before, I've had the most wonderful interns from Providence College, and I really do believe that idea of giving back to the community is part of your core values, and it's part of our core values, and that, you know, transforming and inspiring speaks to both of our institutions. So
exactly.
When we come back, we're going to be giving a lot of details about what you're going to see on Friday and talking more about Providence College and a lot of the programs that they have that maybe you're not aware of and that maybe you would like to become more in touch with. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelsi, your host, and when I return, we'll be talking to Anne from Providence College about everything happening tomorrow.
Now, back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Call Bronwyn now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to National Grid. It is because of their underwriting support that I am able to be here with you, telling you about everything happening at Water Fire and all these great other things that are happening all around Rhode Island, because we are a little state with a lot going on. And one of the best things we have going on is Providence College. As we know, we've got some incredible higher learning institutions, but Providence College is celebrating a milestone and centennial this year, and I've been here with my friend Ann Manchester Molak, and tomorrow it's our first full lighting of the Water Fire season. We've got incredible weather for it. And we were just talking about, we were giving a little background to Providence College, what the mission is, and you know how this all kind of all kicked off. But I think what we want to start talking about is really what you can expect to see tomorrow and what those different parts are and how those pieces of the puzzle all come together when we think of Providence College. So, Anne, I know that, so we've got 100 years. And we are kicking off, well, we kick off the fires with 100 torches, correct? And who are they being led by?
Right. We have Father Brian Shanley, the president of the college. We have our chairman of the board, John Killian. We have Father Ken Sicard, the executive vice president. And we have Maureen Corcoran, who is a member, she's a sitting trustee at the college. So we are delighted, really delighted, to be part of this celebration and to symbolically have 100 people involved in this activity tomorrow night. We do have faculty, staff, Dominican friars, members of the board, as I mentioned, members of our affinity groups, members of the Providence President's Council, the Boston President's Council. These are groups that have always been available to the president to lend advice. They're business leaders and community leaders. So we do have a great representation, and for those of you who have not seen Water Fire, I think this is going to be a spectacular display, not only because it harkens back to our 100th year and our 100th birthday as a college, but we're really transforming downtown Providence to Friartown tomorrow night, and yes. Steeple Street will become the site of a lot of really fun, engaging, interactive, family-friendly activities for everyone to enjoy. Providence College has been a mainstay of the community, of the state, of it's got a national reputation as well. And this is very much something that we can share as a community, be very proud of our rich heritage. So for athletic events, we have many, many athletic activities lined up in terms of photo booths with some of the players. We have face painting. We have trophy displays. You could get your picture with one of the trophies that we've been fortunate enough to win. Season tickets will be on sale for some of the major sports. There'll be all kinds of little hidden surprises. We're doing something with social media that will get people walking around the city looking for little icons of Providence College in the face of a friar.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, because that starts at 7 o'clock, because mm-hmm. a lot of people, they'll look at the Water Fire website and they'll say, it's, sunsets, at 8. I think it's 8 o'clock or a little bit after 8. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things that are happening that start before. And so this is at 7 o'clock. So you can come down with the family, grab a bite to eat after work, mm-hmm. come down with the family, and start your evening off with a lot of fun and activity there. And then there's also happening concurrently or a little bit later on, you can start on Steeple Street. And then you can go to the basin area mm-hmm. where Il Cantore, is that what the
school? Il Cantore, yeah. It's our choral ensemble. It'll probably be about 15 students led by a very, very talented music director. They'll be performing in the amphitheater, and then we've pretty much taken over the skyline. It's a wonderful new restaurant. It used to be the Water Place Park.
Yeah, you got to do the Rhode Island thing,
all
right?
I know, it used to be, right?
Exactly.
And that building will pretty much be, we've taken different levels of the building to accomplish different things. One of the floors will be devoted to a legacy reception, and so that means any PC alum who has a son or daughter graduating this year, they're invited to the special legacy event that historically, you know, we've had up on campus, but we're happy to have this down at Waterfire, so they'll be able to enjoy it as well. We also have a sponsor reception. We've been very, very fortunate in what we have raised for the PC Annual Fund, which does support ongoing programming as well as financial aid for students. We've raised over $165,000 for the annual fund through this effort, so we're really pleased with that.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
That's big.
So all of our corporate vendors and so forth, they're
it's your way to
coming
say thank
together.
You.
Yep, exactly. And some of those folks will also be torch lighters, as be carrying torches as well. And then on the third, on the rooftop level, we've reserved that for parents. Parents and families.
Well, so, parents are important because a lot of parents are paying for college
these
days.
There you go. So all in all, you know, this is open to all our alumni as well, and naturally to the general public. But for at least the people that we've been able to register, we're looking at well over 3,500 as of today. So I think that number will grow. All of the hotels will be filled with, you know, many of them will be Providence College parents, and even if they don't know about the activity or chose not to participate because they had other plans, I think they'll enjoy a piece of the action tomorrow night. So,
well, they'll be able to see in movement, and you and I were talking about this off air, really see in movement what all the students at Providence College do and the hours and hours that they take to actually live up to really what your core values are, which is giving back to the community. And I was reading this wonderful article and press release that was out about all of the different initiatives. So, I mean, I was saying that I have them as interns, but the students really get out there into the community and make such a difference in volunteering. And can you speak a little bit to that?
Yeah, I mean, we have a number of programs, and virtually everyone on campus, faculty, staff, and students, are involved in all kinds of community service efforts. We didn't really think much about tracking it over the years, and once we started to track it, we were quite amazed at how many people do give of their time or talent or treasure to help others. We have a mentoring program, a long-time mentoring program with San Miguel School in Providence, right up the street from us. We contribute to Urban Action, which brings a bunch of the new students in. During their first year, they volunteer at a number of different venues across the state. We have, let's see, oh, there's so many.
I mean, one of the facts that I saw, which I thought was really phenomenal, was that they raised over $30,000 for various charitable organizations, and that's so important, especially in these times that we are in right now, whether it's arts programs or social service programs.
Right.
People are in need, and so
absolutely,
when you give your time, and we were talking about this because it's just like Waterfire could not happen if it wasn't for the core of volunteers that actually come out. Like tomorrow we will see about 200 volunteers coming out to make sure that we get to help put on this wonderful celebration for Providence College. And that, if we had to pay each person, we would not be able to do it, plain and simple. So when your students go out and give of their time, they are giving treasure, really. They're helping all these different organizations to move along. And the fact that they're even going out and raising money for other organizations, what a wonderful testament to the actual community and core values that you're teaching your students.
Yeah, no, it's really action. It's really the word action is so important to us. It's one thing to, you know, to say that you're supporting something, but when you really get out there and roll up your sleeves and, you know, rehab a building or paint the basement of a church that's broken down or spend a Saturday morning, you know, planting a garden that will be used by members of the community, it's huge. And it's in their life. It's in their blood. It's in our blood, you know, as a community. It really is. And if there is some sort of a need that just kind of pops up, you'll see different people, different offices, they kind of get all together and say, let's do a food drive or let's help this family that just got burned out of their house. And so there's a lot of anecdotal things, you know, on the side that happen as well. But there's probably, you know, over 100 different efforts on campus, including the student athletes are very involved in, you know, helping mentor and teaching reading and things like that to some of the younger.
That's great because so many young kids look up to the athletes. And, you know, we were talking about this as well. The school, since my mom lives right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and over the last, I want to say maybe 15 years, every time I go by, there's a new building going up or there's something that's happening.
Sure.
So, and, you know, I had asked you, what are the different programs? And is the business school, I know, is thriving and flourishing thanks to a huge donor. And there's a new building for that.
Right. We just dedicated that building a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
It was Mr. Ryan,
Arthur,
right?
And Patricia Ryan.
Arthur and Patricia Ryan. So I know they were giving back. And that was one of the things he said is that, you know, it's not just about making money because I think he was in the financial industry.
He was head of Chase Manhattan.
So, mm-hmm. But it's not only just about making money, it's about giving back again.
Exactly.
So it's something that is obviously in the bloodline.
It is.
Top down. But you also have a great theater arts program and liberal arts program. And when we come back, I know we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more what's happening this weekend because it's commencement weekend. And hey, somebody I know and that I'm very close to is getting an honorary doctorate degree. So we'll talk about that. You're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, your host. And we're talking about tomorrow night's huge first full Waterfire lighting.
Now, back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Call Bronwyn now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome back. I hope you've been listening because we've been talking to Providence College and my friend Ann Manchester Molak about everything Providence College and what's happening at our first full Waterfire lighting, which is tomorrow night, and there's just a lot to do. Their Steeple Street's going to be so much fun, lots of family fun. We're talking about the general mission of Providence College and really that part of their culture is really giving back to the community and how much they've grown over the years, and they continue to grow. And this weekend, again, it's congratulations to their students. It is their commencement weekend, and again, a huge 100-year centennial celebration where they are giving out some honorary degrees. So, all right, Anne, let's talk about it. Let's talk about one who are... Our main honorary degree recipient is, who's going to be speaking, who is a Providence College alum.
Right. We have Roy Peter Clark, who's a 1970 graduate of the college. He has been working at the Poynter Institute down in St. Petersburg, Florida. He's the author of about 18 books. He is the journalist. He is a teacher of journalism to boot, and he has served as a consultant to many important journalists throughout the nation. He is a real character because he really is giving this opportunity to speak a lot of thought, a lot of effort. He's done a lot of research, and I think he's just going to really resonate. I think his words will resonate with the students. He was at the college. He came into the college right at the halfway mark of our anniversary. So he was there 50 years ago. And as such, you know, he's a product of the turbulent late 60s. And I think a lot of what he went through as a student pretty much infused his interest and his passion for the spoken word, the written word. So I think we're in for a real treat when we welcome Roy back to campus.
All right. Well, welcome back, Roy. That's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
And then I know Barnaby Evans.
So Barnaby Evans has been on our list. I also chair the honorary degree committee. So Barnaby Evans has been on our list for several years now. I have to say that. We kept holding back on offering him the degree because we were moving towards this hopefully Waterfire opportunity, and we would very much like to do the two, you know, during the same year. So the stars lined up excellently this year, and we were happy enough to, we're thrilled to be able to get this date to coincide, this date of a full water fire to coincide with our commencement. So we knew that this was a perfect year to extend that invitation to Barnaby, and we are just, we're so pleased that he's able to join us.
Well, I know that he is over the moon excited, and when, you know, he found out, he was just so filled with pride.
His contributions to the state of Rhode Island, you know, it's monumental. I think when you look around at something as huge as water fire, something as spectacular as water fire, you do have to kind of push back the weeds a little bit and try to understand the concept as an artist, that you know, as a creator of this beautiful display. It's something very special, and it evokes a lot of emotions. When you're down at water fire, there are a lot of different emotions that you know, come forward. And I think, you know, someone like Barnaby has really added such a huge kudo to the state's offerings. We have our great restaurants, we have great educational opportunities and so forth, but the artistic community is so strong here in Rhode Island that this is just a beautiful way, you know, it's a great way for us to honor him for honoring the state of Rhode Island.
Well, I know he's very excited, as I said, and, you know, there's the art side of it, and then there's the business side of it, because we were talking about the art of business and the business of art, and, you know, the money that Waterfire and many of our different artists and installations that we have here in Rhode Island, what that means to our economy, and what that means to people coming into Rhode Island, wanting to stay in Rhode Island, putting their money in Rhode Island, which we could use all the money we can get, I think, at any time. So I know he's excited. Who else do you have on the roster?
Yes, we have Liz Flynn. She's an alum and a former trustee. Liz was a student athlete, and she rose through the ranks of banking and finance. So we're happy to welcome her back. We have Rabbi Franklin coming. Rabbi has been doing a lot of work with Providence College over the years on the Jewish-Catholic dialogue. So we're really pleased that we're able to honor him this year. One of the key events that we had this year as a centennial event was we welcomed Cardinal Timothy Dolan in November, and we invited the entire Jewish community, and he spoke about the 50th anniversary of Nostra Aetate. I'm going to probably say it a little not the right pronunciation, but it was really a wonderful interfaith opportunity to have, you know, the cardinal here and to have so many members of the Jewish community come together in our chapel. It was really a beautiful night.
That must
beautiful,
have been amazing.
Night. Yeah.
And then I think there's somebody else that I saw.
We have Dr. Richard Grace, and he is a longtime beloved faculty member. He has taught at the college for over 45 years. He's a professor emeritus of history, and he also was kind enough to accept our invitation to be the author of the last 25 years of Providence College's history for a coffee table book that we've produced. It'll be out in about a month.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Yeah, we had history professor who had done the first 75 years, and she was on the committee, and she and he were supposed to be working on it together. She unfortunately passed, and so Richard took up that job, and he's done a fabulous job with
it. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
So I can just go to the PC website and order it if I want to.
Yes, exactly, through the bookstore. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, once that comes out, you let me know, because I'll let people and all out in radio land know as well. And there was one more person, because she's
Naven Salim, and she's in charge of, well, she has been the brainstorm of Adisha, which is a company that she founded out by Quonset Point that has developed a product, a peanut butter-based product, that helps malnutrition, helps curb malnutrition and feed the hungry. But this is a global effort. So,
yeah.
So again, the people that we even chose as honorary degree recipients all speak to our mission in very different ways. They're all doing things that are so significant to who we are, who we believe we are as an institution.
Well, then we're very excited about tomorrow. I know that we've got so many different things happening. We've run through a lot of them here during our time. But for people out there, if you missed any of this and you go to the WaterFire website, you can certainly find a breakdown of where to go, what to see, what to do tomorrow night. And what a wonderful way to kick off our season, really, with a first full lighting in celebration of Providence College and their 100th anniversary. Anything else you'd like to squeeze in? We've only got 1 minute left.
No, I just say, you know, please come out, be part of the celebration, because it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to have parts of Providence College be part of the city, and I think, you know, it's just going to be a spectacular celebration that will really punctuate the kinds of things that we've been doing all year. So
yeah,
I hope to see many people out there.
I'll be there smiling.
Go Friars!
Go Friars, cheering along. And I know there'll be a lot of people having a great time and a lot of fun. So, and thank you for taking time out. I know that tomorrow is going to be crazy busy for you, as well as the rest of the weekend.
It's good busy, but thank you so much for having me.
Crazy's good sometimes.
Yes, it is.
yes, it's been a joy. And everybody out there, make sure that you come out tomorrow night. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about some other great things happening. You just mentioned Quonset, Ann, when you were talking about one of the recipients in Adesia. The air show's going on this weekend, so we're going to talk to a friend of mine, a major, and he's going to give us a little bit of information on the air show, because you know what? The air show's free, too, just like WaterFire. So we're doing great things for our community. You are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business, and we'll be back in a moment.
Now, back to WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Call Bronwyn now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And hello, 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 everybody. You are listening to WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790. And if you're just joining us now, you missed a lot of information about tomorrow's first full WaterFire lighting. There's just things happening everywhere. Starry, starry night will be shining brightly in Memorial Park. We will have our favorite friends, the Gargoyles, there. We'll actually be seeing our dear friend, Spaga, who is our fire spinner. He's going to be there, and we're doing a very special tribute with him to a man named Tim Davies, who passed away. It was related to the spot underground, and so we're doing a celebration of his life at the Confluence, and Spaga's going to be part of that, lighting a brazier, and so I hope that everyone comes down and sees that and pays a reverence and a celebration again of Tim's life. And more than that, we've got everything happening on Steeple Street. Go to the WaterFire website. It will give you a rundown of just so many things that are happening. A lot of stuff starting at 7 o'clock, and then there's performances everywhere. Performances on Steeple Street, performances on the Basin stage, and then there is a huge ring of fire to kick off the event. And then, of course, all of our favorite characters from 1031 Productions will be there in Memorial Park, and it's our first full lighting, and we've got really good weather. But now, I'm going to move away from WaterFire, and we are going to talk about, again, some of the other wonderful things that are happening here in Rhode Island this weekend. So you come to WaterFire tomorrow night, and then you go to the air show and the Rhode Island National Guard open house air show, which I know there was a couple of years where we missed it. I think it was a couple of years. I'm going to get more information on what we're going to look forward to this weekend, because I have on the line Major Christopher Peloso. Hello.
Hello, Bronwyn. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm so glad that we ran into each other this morning on the road show.
Sure. No. So we're
great
having
luck.
The
yeah,
27th,
so tell me about what
Rhode Island National Guard
everything
open
that's going on this
show.
Weekend with
okay.
the
Saturday
air
and
air
Sunday.
Show.
Sure. So
the gates
we're
open
having
at
the
9 a.m.
27th flying begins
Rhode Island National Guard open house air
it's going to be from this Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The gates open at 9 a.m.
nonstop.
Flying begins at 10. And it's going to be, we have 10 o'clock in the morning till about 3:40 in the afternoon throughout the day. Nonstop flying.
Wow, that's a lot.
Military. Yes, it is. We have 13 performers. The rest are folks will see throughout the day. Demonstration.
Yes, five military awesome performers.
Yep.
And the rest are civilian acrobatic demonstrations. So it's going to be great.
Yeah. Well,
this year,
are there any that
are
headlining acts, or is everybody kind of have the same amount of time that they're doing?
So what the folks will see here, this year, combination is going to be an incredible Air Force person.
Combined arms demonstration.
Flying helicopters. So what the folks will see here,
zoom in to the combination of Army
land and demonstrate
Air Force personnel.
How they would
flying helicopters
down an airfield.
They're going to
combat.
Zoom into the airfield.
So it's going to be really cool.
Going to land
and
demonstrate
how they would be actually be taken down an airfield. Combat.
Wow.
So it's going to be really cool. That's the highlight of our show.
That sounds amazing. Now, when you say also like that there's stunt flying, can you explain what that is a little bit? I mean, I know there's planes turning around and everything like that, but where is it? You know, have you ever seen in the movies when people actually standing on the planes, on the wings of the planes?
This year.
What are those people called?
But what we do have,
we have,
in my opinion, so we don't have any of those.
They're going to see this year.
Carrier. But what we do have,
a jet,
like I said, we have five military
essentially,
and so what the folks will see,
and then take off.
They're going to see an AV-8C
and F-18,
and that's a jet.
They're going to see
can hover
16,
essentially in flight, and then take off. They're going to see an F-18.
Yeah.
They're going to see an F-16.
So which way? So an F-18 and an F-16. You're just going to have to bear with me
because it's probably an even divide.
No, which are the ones that you see when
and I'm going to say that because the F-18 is the aircraft. That is
it's probably an even divide
the and I'm going to say that because the F-18 is the aircraft
so
that is flown by the Blue Angels.
You know,
okay.
At sports
and the F-16,
you would see one of those two
flown by the Air Force
flying over
Thunderbirds.
So an easy distinguishable
more than likely
feature
at sports performances, you would see one of those two demonstration teams
The F-18s have dual engines.
The F-18 is an
easy distinguishable feature of the two.
The F-16 has a single engine.
The F-18s have dual engines. The F-18s are
larger
aircraft.
These feet stay on the ground.
The F-16 is a little smaller
on the ground,
a little
more maneuverable.
And which one do you fly?
I don't fly any. Brown, these feet stay on the ground. These feet stay on the ground where they belong. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, great question. Yes.
And how about
classic?
Are there any
airplanes. We're going to have a T-6.
Airplanes are
flown by the Geico
Skytypers.
Yeah, great question. These guys are great.
We're going to have a number of classic airplanes.
We're going to have a T-6.
They fly in formation.
Flown by the Geico Skytypers.
People will see, every
these
now and then, you'll see them flying. And what they do is,
they
pilot,
and they fly in formation.
And lots of times people will see, every now and then you'll see them flying, and what they do is they type messages in the air.
Oh, all right. So when you're down at the beach?
Those are the World War II era planes.
So now what years were those? So you say that's kind of like one
cool.
of the classic
so
planes.
See
what
see that,
were
and also
those are the World War II era that's new to the show.
That's got
to
be amazing.
This is the first time that we've had very cool. So we'll see that, and also one of the first things,
MiG-17,
that's new to the show.
Soviet.
This is the first time that we've had a MiG-17
back in Vietnam.
That's the first time that we're having that.
MiG-17 is a Soviet era aircraft, and it was used back in Vietnam. So that's
first
time that we're having that here, too.
So now, we'll see the performances. Is there the ability for people to get up close and personal?
Yeah, we have a fence out here. It's very busy.
Again,
on
up
the
close
ramp.
And personal,
so
as opposed
we
to
try to keep
doing
safety is always number one.
Yeah, we have a fence out here.
So we have
it's
a
very
fence
busy.
That is
on the ramp.
So
and
we try to keep
the crowds are
safety
allowed
is always
watch.
Number one from
of
one
course.
Side of the fence and the other side.
So
of the fence
we have a fence
well,
that is
dangerous.
Erected.
And so
the crowds
all
are allowed
the
to watch.
Stay on from one side of the fence
and the other side of the fence is
it's too dangerous.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
So all the performers will stay on the performance side of the fence.
Yeah,
on the other side.
And
so
do people go down and bring picnics
bit,
right? or
bring chairs,
blankets? Or what
can bring
one
umbrellas.
Bring?
Yeah, good question.
No coolers, though?
So essentially,
no coolers,
you can bring quite a bit.
Bags that
you can bring
in,
chairs.
That is a container that
you can bring umbrellas.
Going to be inspected.
No coolers, though?
And that's purely for safety.
No coolers.
Any bags that come in, anything
umbrellas,
that is a container,
chairs,
to the gate,
to be brought in.
Yeah,
and that's purely for safety.
Families are bringing
absolutely.
Babies,
reasons, but
have to bring a portable
umbrellas
for
chairs,
baby
can,
food,
and be
that's
brought
acceptable.
In. If there
now
are people out there,
families are bringing babies and they
carry their medication.
Have to bring a portable cooler for
the
baby food.
That will be
that's
acceptable.
As well.
Yeah.
If there are people out there with a medical condition that need to carry their medication in a cooler, that will be accepted as well.
Okay, great. And you know what I was noticing when I went to the website, which I think this is just great. And actually, I noticed it before I went to the website because it was on one of the billboards as I was driving.
That's right. And this year it's called Trains
from the Road Show. There's free train
service.
So ride out can have free train service to the show.
That's right. And this year it's called Trains
to Wonderful partner working with us.
Oh, right.
Essentially, we have six trains.
And this is really great.
Last year we had about 4,000 working with us. We're looking to double that this year. So there's trains that are leaving out of Providence, out of Warwick, and then we also have a train that's coming in from Wickford, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what a great way. I was saying earlier, you know, when we do water fire, and especially sometimes when the economy's down, or there's so few events that are free, open to the public, family-friendly, and, this is, to me, just so much fun. I know that I'm going to be seeing part of it over the weekend,
right.
And I think what a wonderful way, if you would like to enjoy just some beautiful weather. You're down in Quonset, right? So
right.
It's the perfect kind of day for the family to be out and about and bring a picnic and be able to see all these exciting things. And will there be on site, you know, people who from
the
Air Force
and
from the Armed
Forces? You mentioned it earlier, open house,
just letting, you
air
know,
show.
Letting
so what we'd like to do is we'd like to open our gates up.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about. So you mentioned it earlier, open house of their show. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to open our gates up
for us to engage,
show the local
showcase
our capabilities. What the
we
men
love
and women of the state,
seeing the smiles on the faces.
And this is a perfect way for us to engage, to showcase our capabilities. We love it.
Hope everyone comes
out. Seeing the smiles on the faces in the crowd is really what makes the weekend super for us.
Well, you know,
hope everyone comes out.
I hope I hope a lot of people come out too, because I think I had said this to you earlier this morning, but one of my favorite fires is the Water Fire Salute to Veterans. So I work closely with Rhode Island National Guard, the volunteer services from the Rhode Island National Guard, and everything that the Rhode Island National Guard does to keep us safe and the sacrifices they make to keep us all
absolutely.
Safe.
Absolutely.
It's really
you know,
nice
Rowan,
to
it's people
be able
like
for us
you,
to come see what you do,
many
learn more about what you do, and be entertained
that support
to
us. Absolutely.
So well.
Absolutely. You know, Rowan,
it's
people like
do,
you
and
many others out in
the
state
local community.
So this is a way
that
for
support
us
well.
So well. And we could not do what we do without the support of the local community. So this is a way for us to give back as well.
Well, and again, I'm so glad it's back, because how many
years? It was 1 year
that
we didn't have the air show,
right?
And that was a tough year. Like I said, this is our 27th
show. Air show, or?
And that was the only
it was one
that
year
that we didn't have the air show, and that was a tough year.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, this is our 27th show.
Yep.
And that was the only one that we had to cancel.
Well, I remember because people were bummed out about it. I mean, that because
yes,
it is such
I
a
would.
Beloved
so
event. So I'm going to tell everybody to get down there.
Nine.
And
so
would you say get down there early because it does get so busy?
A large
yes,
line
I would. So
it's
gate,
important to keep in mind that the gates are open
is a good time
nine.
To get down
yeah.
here.
So
we've got
typically
a very good system
a,
down here. As
large
far as
line that forms
at the gate.
But nearly a dozen
9 o'clock is a good time to get down here.
Throughout,
we've got a very good system down here as far as traffic flows goes.
We have
ferry people in
nearly a dozen parking lots
that we use throughout Quonset area.
We have parking areas
we have
that
buses
less than a quarter mile.
Ferry people in
walk from
right to the gate.
Satellite lots.
So the earlier the better.
We have
you don't want
areas that are
stuck in
less
traffic
than a quarter mile
time
of a walk
and
right
that's
to the gate
for us.
Great.
So the earlier the better.
What you don't want to be is stuck in traffic at noontime.
No.
Right. And that's happened before.
Well, if anybody wants to know, they can go to RhodeIslandAirshow.com, and there's a lot of information there. And, Major, I'm very pleased. Thank you so much for coming on and letting people know that this weekend, May 20th and 21st, is the air show. Make sure that you
absolutely.
Get down there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much,
thanks
Major, for taking the time out of your day to speak with me about what a great event you've got going on.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Bronwyn. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody, you've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790. Don't forget, tomorrow night is the first full Waterfire lighting. And then also, next Wednesday, I said I was going to tell you all about this, but there's this great program called Taste, and it is hosted by Rick Simone, and it's going to be featured digitally on GoLocalProv.com and Facebook Live from 3 to 4 p.m., and it's going to highlight four restaurants and their wine lists and their menu pairings, and it's going to have wine education and What's better than wine and food? And my great friend Rick Simone. So check it out. All right, everybody. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Enjoy this weather. And hopefully, now I know I'm going to see you down by the river tomorrow.